You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarlane. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net. Hey everyone, this is Steve Bowes, the co-host of the HR Happy Hour Show. I wanted to set up this week's episode that I recorded from the headquarters of Paychex with Lori Zucca and Tom Hammond from Paychex. Lori is the head of HR for Paychex, which is a 14,000 plus employee company that services over 650,000 clients with payroll, HR, benefits, and lots of other services and technologies. And Tom Hammond is the VP of Corporate Strategy and Product Management at Paychex. We didn't talk about payroll tech really all that much. We talked more about how Lori and her team have reimagined and reinvented performance management at her company for this, as I said, 14,000 person company. It's a really interesting conversation from my favorite HR leader in the world. Lori is my favorite, absolutely, and I want to be on record as saying that. So I hope you enjoy the show. Want to thank, of course, our show sponsor, Virgin Pulse, www.virginpulse.com. We thank them for all their support and hope you check them out as well. So please enjoy the conversation between myself, Lori Zucca, and Tom Hammond from Paychex, all about performance management and reimagining and reinventing how performance and really performance development can be managed for employees. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the show. All right, we're back. This is Steve. I am thrilled to welcome my guests to the HR Happy Hour Show, recording live from one of my hometown, well, my adopted hometowns, just incredible success stories. We're at the corporate headquarters of Paychex. That's right, Paychex, in just suburban Rochester, New York. Is that what we call this?
Yep,
Lori, that's right. Where we are. Yes. It is a lovely early summer day. I'm so thrilled to be here. I've been complaining about the weather on the show for 6 months straight, and today I'm not complaining. Fantastic to be here at Paychex. My guests today are Tom Hammond, VP of Corporate Strategy and Product Management. Tom, how are you?
Steve, I couldn't be better. Great to be with you today.
Great to see you. And here's the guest, quite frankly, HR Happy Hour listeners, hopefully you remember, very old friend of mine, my former boss, Lori Zucca, the VP of HROD at Paychex, probably Rochester's top HR professional. Lori, how are you?
Oh, Steve, you're too kind. Very good. Happy to be here with you.
It's great to see you again. It's great to come out to Paychex, and it's great that this topic is performance management, because quite frankly, I worked for you for a while, and we've joked in the past on other show appearances, like, how did I do today on the show? What was my performance review? So, Lori, when we get to the end, I'd like a quick rating, a quick evaluation, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And I can take it.
I know you can, because I've handed it out to you before.
As a millennial, I appreciate, you know, as a young millennial, I do appreciate regular feedback. So, great to be here again. Thanks for having us at the HR Happy Hour Show, and Tom, I'll start with you. For folks who may not be super initiated, we've all heard of Paychex, big company, global footprint. Give us the stats, the overview of Paychex. Where's Paychex at today, and how's the company sitting right now?
Paychex is in great shape, Steve. We have had a very sustained period of 46 years of excellence with servicing over 650,000.
I say the same thing about myself, Tom. At almost that amount.
Yes. I'm in the same boat, Steve, so I understand exactly what you're saying. 46 years, unprecedented success. We have over 650,000 customers that we serve across
That's
the United
ridiculous.
States and internationally, with some really strong footprints in any location across the country. We have an unprecedented amount of human resource specialization with a very broad and deep product suite. We have 500 human resource generalists across the country. We have a product suite that allows our customers to basically give it to us, and we'll take care of your payroll and human resource services ourselves. or we have a really strong self-service application that clients can go on their own, all of which is supported by an industry best service organization. Really strong position, significant client base, really strong growth. We're in a great place with...
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time I was out here, I think it was 500,000 customers or something like that. So when you said 650,000 customers, like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing to think we pay 1 in 12.
All right, that's great to know.
In the industry. So unbelievable when you look at the number of people that are impacted by paychecks and the fact that we have such a large footprint across the United States.
And from just outside of Rochester, New York, which I've often said is sort of an unlikely place to launch the takeover of the world, right?
Yes. If you really go deep into our history and want to take a look, Google Tom Golisano. It's an unbelievable story. I'm sure, Steve, it's as a Rochester individual, you know that story well. Tom starting paychecks with $3,000 and a couple of credit cards and a great idea,
right,
which is to make payroll easy for America's business and make it simple. And 46 years later, that is still the standard that we hold ourselves to every single day. It's just that we've expanded that from not just payroll, but to payroll and everything that is HR.
Yeah, but it starts there. It starts with payroll. It starts at small businesses who hopefully grow into larger businesses. It's the most important application there is, right?
It is.
Sad to say in the HR stack, but it is, right?
Yes,
it's got to
it
be right every time.
It definitely does.
Right? Yeah. So, Tom, thanks for that. So, Lori.
Can I jump in on that? Because I also want to mention that we've got over 14,000 of the best employees in the industry all over the country and in other parts of the world as well. High engagement, strong culture and values. We get accolades externally. We've been for 17 consecutive years on the training top 125 list in the world, best training companies in the world, best company to sell for.
Right.
Accolades from the National Business Group on Health. We're one of the world's most ethical companies.
And so really engaged employee. Like, I go around town. I go to the gym. There's this guy, a couple of guys in my gym, just this random gym out there. They always earn their paychecks gear. Like, every time I see them. Right? Every single time.
We call that paychecks proud.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or just giving a lot of free swag at these guys. I don't know, but I do. It's cool to see, though. And I always want to talk to them. I've not talked to them. I should maybe, like, say hi to them. Maybe I will next time.
One more addition I think that's important is we were recognized as one of the most innovative companies as well, making that list for the second consecutive year. And that's something that when we look at our profession and what we're trying to drive,
right,
mostly from do-it-yourself, self-service, making it efficient for the HR administrator or the CEO or payroll functionary to have the recognition of being an innovative company on the list with some of the most innovative brands in the world is really something that we are incredibly proud of.
Yeah, no, it's great. Look, we could go on and on about how great everybody is here and how wonderful it is.
And
the weather's so great, and which it is. And I mean, it is really a picture perfect kind of setup tonight. And Lori, my really just the person I like the most, probably Tom. Sorry, quite frankly,
appreciate that.
We do have a Lori here, so I do want to talk to you because we said we were going to talk about performance management.
Yes, everybody loves that topic.
I'm glad you said that, Lori, because it is an important topic to the HR Happy Hour Show audience, of course. Because here's what I like to set this up with. A couple years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, across the industry, a lot of high-profile companies, you know, I think it was like Accenture, maybe PwC, Adobe was one, I think, on the front of this, where all we talked about was get rid of the performance review. Let's just get rid of it. It doesn't work. Everyone hates it. And let's figure out a better way to kind of coach, help employees improve, help them succeed, and help the organization, you know, achieve their goals. And then I feel like after a lot of, wow, we're getting rid of the performance review, I don't know. I feel like in the last couple of years, we're not talking about it much at all. In fact, we're having a session at HR Tech this year that's, hey, everybody got rid of the performance review. Well, what the heck happened? Let's, like, actually figure out what happened. So we're going to be diving into it a little bit there. But as well, I'd love for you maybe as the HR leader here at Paychex, and an HR leader for other companies as well, your kind of point of view or your perspective around performance management and this shift to change performance management, and then we'll get into some of the things you guys are doing here at Paychex.
Sure. So managing performance remains one of the most important things that a manager can do. And we want it to be natural. We want it to be something that helps them improve the performance of their employees, improve the performance of their team, and therefore the company. The traditional annual performance review was always something that was cumbersome and time consuming, dreaded by people at the end of the performance year or the fiscal year. And
didn't always have a lot of confidence of the employees in it, right?
No, itself, no,
if it was fair or biased.
Managers are rushing through them. There's the recency effect of, I can only remember the last two or three months,
right.
So that's what I'm going to rate you on. And so there wasn't a lot of confidence that people were getting good feedback. And then it was always tied so closely to the merit increase and the bonus, if there was one, that's what people tended to focus on. They were waiting to hear what their merit increase was going to be and didn't really hear the feedback that they were getting from the manager.
Yeah. And so we had this process that pretty much everyone was doing, because once a company gets, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show as well, once a company gets to be so many employees, some kind of performance management program or process gets installed. But we knew this isn't working, we don't like it, let's go to do something else. But I think the trick here, in the part where I'm struggling with kind of thinking about too, is, well, what's this something else? What's the better way? Because I think in that initial kind of rush of let's throw out the performance review, we all jumped into, oh, we're just going to do this kind of lightweight feedback, you know, one sentence at a time feedback kind of thing, and hope it works out at the end. So where do you come down on that, kind of the middle ground between rigid, strict, traditional, once a year performance reviews, and, oh, if I remember, I'll thank you on Tuesday for something,
right, in
some sort of chat system?
Yeah, I feel it's really important that there needs to be some level of structure. If there isn't any structure, it doesn't get done. Mm-hmm. And there's been research that has shown that if you completely get rid of the performance review and just count on people having those frequent discussions,
right,
it's not going to happen. And so there needs to be some structure, but it needs to be in a way that's part of the regular business cadence or management cadence that a manager goes through when interacting with their employees.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be frequent. We want it to be simple. That's what employees want today. They're used to, you know, posting something on Instagram and getting a like immediately. And so
right,
while we're not that instant with our performance process, they don't want to wait a whole year. And they don't want to go through that big cumbersome process. So we didn't do away completely with the process, but we greatly simplified it.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Sure.
So, you know, you've worked with your organization, your team, your business leaders like Tom, like, to arrive at something a little bit different. I'd love for you to just tell us about that, what you guys have kind of landed on here and how it's working.
Sure. So again, we wanted to make it more frequent and we wanted to make it simple. So we call it 4x4.
Okay.
And 4x4 is 4 questions 4 times a year.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
And the four times a year are obviously quarterly. The 4 questions, 2 of them are a look back, 2 of them are a look forward.
Okay, so there's a balance.
It isn't just about how did you do. It's also about how can I help you be more successful in the future. So the first question, we have these things called blue chips, which is the terminology we use for goals and objectives.
Okay.
And so the first question is, how did you do against your blue chips? We want them to set their objectives in the beginning of the year. So how'd you do against that? Second question is, how did you represent, demonstrate our values in the last quarter? Third question is, what are your priorities for your blue chips next quarter?
Okay.
And then the fourth question is, what coaching, developing, training resources do you need? So 2 questions look back, 2 questions look forward. The employee answers the 4 questions first, submits it to the manager, then the manager answers the 4 questions, and they have a good discussion about it.
I like that. In fact, I could use that myself, I think. That'd be a useful kind of self-reflection, I think, at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And we're recording this today. It's the last day of June, or last business day of June as well, oddly enough.
Huh. Yes, it is.
Tom, you're looking at me intently.
I am.
Tell me about how these 4 questions and this process is working, and, you know, your product leader in your organization. How's it working?
It's fantastic. The process is simple. I'll say 2 things. First, the effort that it takes to go through that process is very small. And the feedback that we've gotten from my leadership team and the employees that I have inside of our product team is just that you've made it simple for me. I don't have to take a lot of time to do it. Secondarily, it allows me time to reflect. So I want to think about, what did I do to move the needle for paychecks in the last quarter? And what do I think I need to do in the next quarter to help us move that needle farther.
Okay.
And then it allows for a really great conversation with the employee and the manager to say, you're right. But as a manager, it also allows us to say, where do you want to go next? And then start to position things that we need more of or less of in order for you to achieve your individual goals that help fuel our company's goals. It couldn't be simpler. It couldn't be easier to complete. And the feedback's been really, really fantastic.
There's a simple rating that goes with each quarter that the manager rates the employee. It's not a performance rating.
So what? How does, yeah, I love that. How does that work, if you mind sharing?
On track or not yet. So you're either binary. You're either on track for the quarter or not yet. And that terminology not yet is important because it doesn't say you failed.
I did notice that.
You're
I like
not
that.
There yet. You can get there next quarter. How do I help you get there next quarter? So it's very, we call it performance development, not performance management.
Yeah, anymore. I mean, because, right, look, there's, anytime there's a change or even just a conversation around performance management, there's always a couple, and there's probably more than a couple. I can think of two things that always come up, right? One is, you know, sadly, managing poor performance or less than optimal performance and how you sort of, the process supports that in helping either people improve or achieve or help them transition out. And the second is the compensation discussion as well. And I don't know, and then I guess there's a third one, and we'll start with this one. Tom seems bought in. It could be because he's sitting there in front of you, Lori, and he's
of
not
going
to hassle you
That's
too
right.
much,
That's
and
right.
you know he's being a good soldier here for the show. But big organization, lots of processes, right? You're taking, which I guess was kind of just an annual process in the past,
yep.
maybe, right,
mm-hmm.
traditional. And now you're asking folks to do an exercise. Even though it's a simple one, you're asking them to do it four times a year. How did the people out there in the field sort of take this? Was there issues with buy-in? Did you have to kind of convince folks this is the right thing to do? You're laughing,
Tom. Want to take that one?
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to do a performance review four times a year?
How's
that sound to you, Steve? Let's go four times the work.
Yeah, the thing you hate to do every year? All right, four times now. Do it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
First response.
So we really stressed a lot that we heard our employees and their managers that they didn't like the process. We got feedback from them. As we started to develop this, we brought groups of employees and managers together and tested it on them and got their feedback. So we really did a lot of work to make sure that this was going to work. We weren't going to roll it out to 14,000 people not knowing it was going to work. We, in our communication, greatly stressed the simplicity of it.
Right.
And that this is quick. This should take you no more than 20 minutes to do. You should have the conversation with your employee during your regular one-on-one meeting that you would have anyway, and just wrapped it up all into that, the simplicity, the frequency, that it's part of your normal business
sure.
process.
Okay.
Taking that a couple steps farther, having completed the process, you actually can get it done in anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes because everything is right at your fingertips. You're not going back 12 months to think,
right.
What did I do last June? I don't even remember what I did 5 months ago.
Yeah.
But when I'm thinking about...
I'm not sure what I had for breakfast tonight.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But when you're thinking about what were the major things that you have done over just this very small period of time, they're right at the forefront. And having a dialogue to actually say, hey, really great job, Steve, on A, B, and C. D, we didn't make quite the progress we were looking for. I need that early because it will help us do X, Y, and Z. It's right at the forefront of your mind and very easy to do very quickly.
Yeah, I got to believe it also helps prioritizing work and mm-hmm. making sure that the things that you really need to get done as an organization are focused on in a timely manner and they don't languish for months and months and months, right? Because you're having these conversations much more frequently.
Mm-hmm. If you look at a large IT organization as an example and you use an agile methodology, we would go through the annual review process with those folks and we would constantly hear, you're constantly changing the priority. Well, in essence, this approach has allowed us to say they're much more in tune with that agile development approach to say, here's what I'm asking you to change and why.
Right.
So that has essentially gone away. And the buy-in of the organization and the clear understanding of what they need to accomplish has so much more refined through this process than the old annual review process. It's really, Lori's done a great job. It's really taken off here.
Yeah. Let me do a quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. I'm with Tom Hammond and Lori Zuka from Paychex at Paychex Corporate Headquarters on a Friday afternoon, keeping everybody from hopefully not their vacations that they're waiting to get on for July 4th weekend coming up. Or actually, it's not really a July 4th weekend, is it?
It's
a July 4th Wednesday. They're going to change that.
They should.
Like, well, how could July 4th?
Can't you get some pull with somebody, Steve?
Do I know somebody? Change that? I'm going to make a call or something after this. But we're talking about performance management and sort of trying to find that sweet spot in performance between the annual review, which was ineffective, everybody hated, and no one really trusted, to some other imaginary lightweight feedback thing, which may or may not work, may or may not get done, and maybe often just as difficult to figure out what that's even doing for us, to something in the middle. And you guys have hit on this this concept, this 4x4 concept. I find it's really interesting and fascinating because it's so simple too, right? It's accomplishing a lot of what you want, but not putting a ton of overhead on folks. So are there some kind of, what are some of the other results? So you've said people kind of accepted it, they bought in. Are you seeing like real results out in the field or just anecdotal? What are people telling you, like how this has changed the way they're managing their organizations?
Yeah, so the first thing I can tell you is that we used to measure what percent of employees filled out their self-assessment for the annual review.
Okay.
And then how much arm twisting did it take for HR to get managers to complete their part, right? And so last year, about 50% of our employees filled out their self-assessment, and we were only in the 80s for manager completion until all the arm twisting and nagging happened.
You love doing that as an HR leader,
favorite
right?
Part of our job, yeah. So going to the 4x4, right out of the gate, after we've been through four quarters, right out of the gate, first quarter, 85% of the employees did their part without any arm twisting. And managers has and every quarter it's sustained that. It's been in the 80% for employees to complete. And managers, 97-98% without all the arm twisting that had to come from HR. So right there, that tells you, well, it must be valuable because we don't have to tell them to do it. They're just doing it, right? They're doing it on their own. So that's been good. The anecdotal feedback has been mostly positive. There's been a couple of struggles, but mostly positive, especially those organizations that are project-based. Gives every quarter, you know, they have that check-in and can get refocused on their projects and what their priorities are. People like getting that more frequent feedback. One of our managers said every year his wife would ask him in mid-June, hey, you know, you've started on your performance reviews, right? Because it was such a consuming part of his.
Oh, he was taking that home with him, like the dread of performance review writing?
Yeah, previous years he had to do them at home because he didn't have time during the day. And his wife said, you better get working on those. And he said, no, done.
That's a rough conversation to have at home, I think.
But he said, no, we've got this new process and I'm done. Yeah. I don't have to write a year-end performance review because I've done it every quarter.
Yeah.
So that kind of feedback has been really positive.
Go ahead, Tom.
I think that the other element of this is when you have an inconsistent performer and you can have a more frequent dialogue, and as Lori described, it's not a, hey, let me put a calendar item on to say I'm going to start meeting with Steve, and then alarm bells go off. You have a one-on-one, and you can have a dialogue to say, again, this is what we've talked about you needing to produce, and you did, or you did some of it, not all of it. Let me get an understanding of what you need more of from me in order to get you over the hump. So it's a very natural conversation instead of that forced annual conversation where there might be a little bit of fear and animosity going back and forth. Very smooth.
Yeah, and you're also doing it in natural language, like real person speak.
Yes.
And what I always found challenging, being on all different sides of this performance process myself too, is like, you know, is Tom a 3 or a 4 on competency ABC? Like, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Like, but can I say, hey, is Tom on track to meeting the goals that we talked about at the beginning of the year? I can answer that question. That's a pretty easy question to answer, right?
Yeah. We also did some preliminary analysis on, has this made a difference in performance?
Yeah, that was my next question. You beat me to it.
And, well, I know you so well. I know what you're going to ask, Steve. And so what we looked at was from fiscal 16 to fiscal 17, how many people were rated the lowest rating, and then how many people again were rated the lowest rating. And then we compared, okay, how about fiscal 17? Now using the 4x4 process, mm-hmm. let's compare it. We just finished our fiscal 18 at the end of May. Let's compare it to how many people are rated the lowest rating again. And there were fewer people rated, fewer of the lowest rating people were rated that lowest rating again. There were a higher percentage that were managed out of the organization than the previous year.
Okay.
So we can tell from that that it has made a difference in managing some people up and others out in a more timely manner.
Yeah, and that's really important too, right? There's no point in doing any of this if it's not going to have the end result of being mm-hmm. effective, right, at helping people achieve and be successful. And like I said earlier, and find those people who aren't going to be, helping them to find maybe something else that they would need to do. And it's interesting as well that, let me ask this. You're not doing any kind of, I shouldn't ask it that way. That's like the lawyer asking the question. Yes. Didn't you, in
leading
fact,
question.
Do you do any kind of forced, you've got 20% can be the top, 20, you don't do any of the bell curve stuff?
Yeah, we don't do a forced distribution of ratings. We do, so I told you throughout those four quarters, there's a not yet or on track. We do assign a final performance rating.
Sure.
You know, the best, the middle, and you didn't cut it. We have nicer words than that we use.
And that's feel free to use those angry words here on this
right,
show.
Yeah,
now
absolutely,
at the end.
Absolutely.
You can say whatever you
so,
like.
So, but we don't require them to wrap up the year with a written performance review. They finish the fourth quarter and they're done.
Right. I love that. I love that.
The simplicity of the process, though, Steve, when you think about those inconsistent performers and having just an open dialogue with them on an ongoing basis, they're deciding on their own through that feedback. Yeah. I'm not quite there yet. I can't quite get over the hump. This might not be the place for me despite the efforts, and it's not dragging on. So we're able to come in and bring another resource to the table and drive efficiency and productivity ourselves, all through a process that is simple. And to be honest with you, that's the process we're giving to our customer base as well, which is a really powerful partnership between Lori's organization and mine.
Tom, you guys are great. You're the best guests I've had in ages because you led me right into the last thing I want to talk about today, which is I talk to a lot of HR tech companies and a lot of HR people in HR tech companies. And one of the things that maybe I assume or maybe people in the market or customers assume is, hey, you're providing HR products and services, right? HR, benefits, payroll, whatever it is, talent management, whatever you're providing. You're providing us solutions to help us be really good at these things. You guys should probably be pretty good at them too, right?
Yes.
Like an HR company, an HR tech company should be pretty good at HR. And you guys are obviously showing, like in this conversation, you're doing some really interesting and innovative things in performance management. I'd love for you guys to talk, maybe Tom, you first, about how what Lori and her team are doing, what the HR function brings to you as a product leader, and how you guys work together ultimately to create great products and services for your customers.
Yeah, what a unique opportunity I have to try to design and develop products for a marketplace and have a partner like Lori and 275 HR professionals at my fingertips. Mm-hmm. I also have 500 human resource generalists across the United States that are really expert professions in this profession as well,
sure.
Talking to 650,000 clients. So when you look at that opportunity, I've got the best of both worlds. Lori and I hold a quarterly meeting. I'll call it Tom's quarterly 4x4, where I have the opportunity
to hear what she says about those meetings too.
Exactly.
But no, go ahead, carry on.
It's really fun to be able to walk in and just put a topic on the table and say, okay, performance management, the 4x4 process, how could we make it more effective for our clients based on what you're seeing internally at Paychex? And that's the best example. We took the feedback and the fact that my management team and myself lived that process, and we completely revamped our performance management module that we put in the Flex application. And we have received incredible feedback. We built it, though, in a way that allowed us to say, if an organization wants to stay with the annual performance review, that's fine.
Right.
There may be reasons that works for their industry or their team.
Or their culture, even, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll leave that, but we'll also give you the opportunity to do it monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or on any frequency that you desire. And then we give them the best practice, and then obviously we give them the HR generalist, which is that powerhouse resource on their team that helps them fill in the gaps. So that's the best example, Steve, of mm-hmm. what we do. What's really fun about that is we have industry experts that report into Lori's team on talent acquisition, training, benefits, payroll, anything that's inside of that human capital management suite, I can sit down with an industry expert. What are you seeing? What are you reading about? What's going on in your industry? What are you going to bring next to paychecks?
Right.
Wow, that's very interesting. I can't tell you all those things, but that's what keeps us on the forefront.
Don't leak anything
here.
Let's not get anyone into trouble. But
So
that feedback loop happens, right? You guys are meeting quarterly. You're talking with your experts out in the field as well as your internal experts. And are there some examples? Like we talked at the very beginning of the show, we let off the whole show with everybody was ditching the performance review, or so it seemed. And we know that's not really what happened. But there was so much buzz in the market about moving off the annual performance review to something else. So you're working with, you know, some subset of these clients a little more closely, say, that you're on what they're doing. What are you seeing out in the field? Are companies, your customers, adopting, say, quarterly cadences like you guys have or other kinds of cadences? Is it happening, I guess what I'm saying? You guys have lots of data. I only know, like, what I read, like, in the headlines. Like, are people moving off annual performance reviews?
Yeah, they sure are, Steve. We've got a lot of really interesting data. When you pay 650,000 clients and 10 million employees, you certainly get access to a lot of different variations. But I'll give you a handful. We had a oil company in Texas, a 300 employee shop, that started completing their reviews around 45 days, 90 days, and 6 months based on three different types of roles that they had within the company. So their culture, it made sense to say, this particular position, I want evaluated every 45 days because there's some safety and risk concerns there. At the 90-day mark, I want to make sure that I've got certain sales profession and marketing profession because we've got quarterly deliverables that are achieved. And then our project teams we're going to do on 6 months cadence because that's how we do our roadmap. So really great to have the same tool that could be exercised in that capacity. We have a 2,700 employee staffing firm that does performance on a weekly basis.
Okay.
So this is what you went out and did in the market this week, and I need you to do X next week. So 1,200 retail merchandising business that's set up to do a bunch of customized templates. There's about a dozen of them that they customize themselves right out of the tool. So we see the gamut of this from an annual review to 6 months to pockets of reviews inside of an org based on a role. That's the great thing about having the flexibility of the...
So in addition to the flexibility of, say, not having to do a certain cadence inside the organization, they can have different ways of or methods of managing performance that suits what they're needing to do then?
And it really makes it about the business.
Yeah.
It's a business tool. It's not an HR process that managers and employees are forced to go through. It really is a tool to help drive the business.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I like what you guys are doing, of course, but I also like the fact that you're baking in the things you're learning here that you've done internally and making those the technology support, the services, the consulting, right, available to customers as well, right? Because, I mean, I do believe this, right? An HR company should be pretty good at HR, right? Or it does get a little weird.
Really cool, and Tom said it great, we have a great partnership between our two groups, and what's really cool for my team is that our profession is the product that our company sells.
Yeah.
And that puts my whole group in a really unique and really enviable position.
Are you the toughest customer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, she should be.
Absolutely.
We've
had the opportunity to influence something like the performance review cadence, like being able to text out of the applicant tracking system.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we've been able to influence some things like that. But on the flip side, we also learn a lot from Tom and his team because they're out there doing the research and the market, looking at the industry and what's happening in the market. And we learn from that as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting what you guys are doing here, not only from an internal perspective, but also making these capabilities available to 650,000, now who next year 800,000 customers probably.
The next time I
come out. Hey, we're going to wrap it up. I know you guys have lots of more important things to do than to talk to me. For folks who want to, I'm going to put as much information as I can, Lori, in the show notes about the process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen back to how those questions were worded. I might even can I print them?
I may even email you them because I kind of
I want that because people want to steal the questions and use them for themselves. That's okay, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me use them myself. Where should we send people to learn more about what you guys are doing, certainly on the product side as well, Tom?
Definitely go to www.paychecks.com. You can actually also, from that site, go to our works site, W-O-R-X. You'll see a significant volume of data around industry white papers that we have completed, what's happening in the industry. Any HR professional that is looking for data on what we're seeing across 650,000 clients, an unbelievable resource.
Oh, yeah, we didn't really even touch on that. The small business trends that you guys publish and talk about on CNBC every month, the CEO's on, I watch every month.
Yes.
Amazing amount of data and volume you guys have. 1 in 12, you said, right?
Yes, 1 in 12 private sector employees are paid by paychecks.
That's pretty awesome.
Unbelievable, given it's a 46-year-old company.
Yeah, right. Tom, thank you so much. Lori Zucca, my favorite HR leader in the world.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you again.
I would give you a solid
How did I do?
Track.
On track?
On track. I think,
I was just hoping I wouldn't get the not yet. Not yet.
Very nice job, Steve.
We've done, this is like, very well done. I don't know what show this is. It's probably like 340 or so. It's like, I eventually got to get okay at doing this.
Good to be on track.
Awesome. Well, great to see you guys again, and thanks for having me. And thanks, my friends here, my colleagues, friends at Paychecks, for setting this up.
The live audience.
Great job. I know. We did a live audience show.
We did a live audience show.
We got to talk about doing that again. Like, the next time you guys do a big event or something, you know, we'll do something live. We'll talk about that. Awesome.
Count on it.
All right. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show, live from Paychecks corporate headquarters in beautiful suburban Rochester, New York. My name is Steve Bose. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show, your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.